been waiting for. Said and encountered, there's one thing I know. We are all soldiers in the revolution of morning, night, and soul. Of all your worrying, we have all that we need. To stifle all your fear and complacency. Yeah, we walk through the valley and we glow in the shadow of death. We don't march alone, no, and life is too short to rest. Why have we come here? What lies in store? Is it this what we have all been waiting for?
Everyone, to another edition of the Repair the Breach broadcast. Your host, Repair the Breach, Zachariah Daniel. We're coming at you live and direct here of the Embassy of Yisrael Ministries here in the beautiful Red Rocks, Four Corners region of Sedona, Arizona. And we're glad you tuned in to the Repair the Breach broadcast, which can be heard on what the pagan calendar states every Saturday morning between 8 and 10 a.m. on the West Coast and 10 a.m. to 12 noon on the Central Standard Time Zone. And today we're going to have a special guest in the second hour, a investigative reporter, first and foremost investigative reporter on the subject matters of commercial redemption. And most important redemption, of course, as we all know, is the Almighty Messiah's redemption, that he has come indeed in the flesh approximately 2,000 years ago or more. And so that's the first and foremost redemption that we need to be concerned with. But nevertheless, Barton Buse is a tremendous investigative reporter in this area, a commercial redemption, the so-called straw man, the uppercase name on your driver's license that sounds just like yours and so forth. And we've, in fact, many have claimed it as theirs when really you didn't create it. You can't control it. We'll be right back on RBNLive.com. Stay tuned.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11th through a careful analysis of the evidence. The artificially sweetened times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Public Broadcasting Network, RBNLive.com. You're tuned to the Repair of the Breach broadcast. I'm the Repair of the Breach again, Zachariah Todd. And we're glad that you tuned in today. If you like to call in, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We'll take calls in the first hour. Second hour, again, as we noted, we have a can be an honor to have Barton Buttes with us again, one of the most first and foremost investigative reporters, or actually reporters in this area of commercial redemption and so forth. He is well known, I'm sure, in these circles, and he's been in broadcasting as well since 1957 as well. So he's a seasoned gentleman that knows in which he speaks, and he investigates thoroughly before he even speaks. So you got to respect an individual that does that kind of research, especially in this age of area of commercialism and commercial redemption. And there's a lot of controversy in this subject matter, and there's a lot of misinformation, disinformation, and Barton Buttes is clearly one of the most first and foremost individuals and professionals in this area, as well as a fellow broadcaster as well, and a seasoned one at that. We want to talk a little bit about some questions we've received here on our our Yahoo Groups board. If you haven't gone to it, I encourage you to join it if you'd like and take a look at some of the articles that's been posted there. We've got about 49 members now since what they call the Pagan Calendar March 4th. So want to take a look at it. Got a question from a gentleman concerning these issues that we bring up here on the Repair the Breach broadcast. There has been so much, so many contracts that have been breached, so many covenants of the Father, especially in particular, that have been breached by man, not by the Father. The Father gave his first covenant, the Tanakh, the Torah, which consists of the Torah, the first five books. And, you know, then we got the writings, the Psalms, the Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and so forth. And of course, the Brit Kadoshah, which is the renewed covenant, which they call more erroneously the New Testament. And the Messiah, Almighty Messiah, did come in the flesh and came to restore, to renew the covenant, to redeem fallen mankind. Did not come to start a new religion. He only came for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. We've reiterated that point many times on this broadcast. In fact, we know for a fact that the Messiah stated he only came for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Now, who is Israel? We went over that before. They indeed became the lost sheep of Israel because they lost their identity. Hence, they became known as the Gentile nations, red, yellow, black, and white, and brown, and so forth. The coat of many colors that Joseph received from his father, Yaakov, Israel. And so it's not about a certain gender or a certain race or a certain religion, because religion was man-made and created by man. And again, that which you create, you can only control. You can't control that which you create. Religion was created by man to control other men. And many, we've talked about it before, the false left-right paradigm that other broadcasters have brought up. That's very true. Republican, Democrats all bought off, acting like they're fighting, and yes, someone's getting hurt, but yeah, at the end of the day, they're slapping each other on the back and buying each other steak dinner. Well, many would say the same thing. Well, there's a true form of Christianity and there's a false form of Christianity. Again, it's a misdirection. Same thing with Islam. There's a false form of Islam and then there's a true form. It's, again, a false religion with all due respect. Same thing with Judaism. Oh, there's a true form of Judaism and there's a false form of Judaism. Well, it's another false, left, right, end-around deception. Now, some has said, is this war today pitting the Christians versus the Islams and Islam versus Judaism and so forth? Again, folks, these three frogs in Revelation 16, and I say this in all due respect, again, are found in Revelation 16. These three frogs are indeed Judaism, Islam, and Christianity. They're all spawned from each other, codependent upon each other, but with a strange affinity and yet adversarial in their dealings amongst each other. But nevertheless, it's not the faith of the true. It's not the true faith of the apostles. There are many lost sheep of the house of Israel trapped in those religions, but they don't know they're lost sheep of the house of Israel. They think they need to be "quote unquote" Jews. They think they need to be "quote unquote" Christians. They think they need to be "quote unquote" Muslim. When in reality, the Almighty Messiah, again, came in the flesh to redeem, to restore, not to start a religion or a new religion. The fact is that he didn't have any other covenant that he gave to other than to Yisrael. Read Jeremiah 31:31, and read that carefully. And he said a new covenant, or he'll renew the covenant from the first covenant, because they couldn't keep the commandments, judgment, testimonies, and statutes of the Almighty Messiah. And so he had to come in the flesh as the Messiah, the Almighty Father, came manifest in the flesh as the Son. One and the same person, one and the same name, that never changed. And so religion has tried to concoct two or three different personages of him. Religion has tried to call him by a name that he never possessed. With all due respect, he was only the Almighty in the flesh. He wasn't, you know, a human being with the fallen nature. He came in the flesh. Yes, he looked like a human. You couldn't tell his flesh from our flesh, but But we have to confess he came in the flesh, not from the flesh. The scripture in Yochanan or John states that he came in the flesh, the Almighty Messiah. The only one that was ever prophesied to come in the flesh was whom the prophets foretold, like Isaiah and Jeremiah and Amos and Obadiah and Hosea, and of course Moses and Deuteronomy. The only one they ever prophesied to come in the flesh, the great spirit, the Almighty Father, the invisible creator, was Yahweh, YHWH, the four Hebrew consonant letters, that many want to say they don't know the pronunciation or it's lost, and yet they've accepted names that were never his when he only had one personal proper name. He said, Yahweh is my name forever, he said to Moses at Exodus 3. He said, this is my name forever, when Moses said, well, who shall I say sent me? And he said, well, tell him I am that I am Yahweh. That is my name forever. Now, he had many adjectives, many appellations, descriptions that he is indeed to his people. He's my bread. He's my water. He's your manna. He's my manna. He's the bread of life. But those are not his names. He's our Father. Yes, he came in the flesh as the Son in redemption, and as the Father in creation, and the Son in redemption, and of course as the Ruach HaKodesh, or the Great Spirit, the Holy Spirit in emanation or regeneration, the Messiah in us now through his Spirit, the hope of glory. And we have got to understand that his redemptive purpose, he came for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Now, again, it's not that Israel over there in the Middle East that claims to be Israel. We went over that before in Romans chapter 9. Also, chapters 10 and 11 are very important in Romans. Also, of course, the book of Corinthians, and there's a few others that talk about it. Galatians 6:16 is another good verse where it talks about peace be upon those who walk according to this rule, upon the Israel of Yahweh. The church today is a spiritual counterfeit. It tries to replace Israel, tries to disassociate and say that now the Messiah's covenant is to the church now. And then he has another covenant with Israel, another separate entity, and that's spiritual harlotry, and the Almighty is not a spiritual adulterer. The church is the harlot. The church is a spiritual harlot. They've incorporated with the state. Actually, the state created the church. When the church, the so-called church, sought, as you know, the 501c3 exemption status, they sought a privilege that was granted to them if they would follow the jurisdiction of the state, because the state then creates the church. And so the Almighty Messiah came to not start a new religion. Again, the church is the counterfeit, with all due respect, because the word church isn't even in the first English Bible, if you will, or in the scriptures. In fact, the word Bible is not in the Bible, as you know by now. Why? Well, because, again, if they put that on the cover, what happened in between the pages? It happened, folks. Jeremiah 8:8 and 9 says, the lying pen of the scribes has dealt this falsehood. And the Gentiles in the end time, who are the lost sheep, they don't know it. They're lost because they're lost in their identity. They don't know they're Israelites. They're supposed to be renewed back into the covenant to become Israelites again through faith in the Messiah. And again, he came in the Father's name. He didn't come in any other name. He didn't come to, again, create another religion. And it's man that has done these religions, created these terms, Rhea and Legion, as you know, Rhea being the mother of Zeus. No wonder they're calling him Jesus. I'm not thinking of Zeus, of course. But that's exactly what's happened. Rhea, Legion, Legion meaning more of a thousand. How many denominations or religions are out there today? Well, you've got over 1,000. So you've got Rhea, Legion, and they're all saying, with all due respect, many of them in their respective languages, trying to make it a language issue. Be right back, rbnlive.com. Stay tuned. ReachMentor@yahoo.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. we provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
And we're back here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBNLive.com. You're tuned to Repair the Breach broadcast. I'm Repair the Breach, Zach Daniel. And wanted to read a couple thoughts here. Someone had emailed me. They had read one of the books that we have talked a little bit about, read from a little bit from Come Out of Her, My People, a book by Dr. C.J. Koster we've mentioned on this broadcast, I've alluded to. And this gentleman, I guess he was a pastor or missionary, and he had read it or he had looked through it, and he'd given his commentary, and he's a Christian currently still today, and basically brought out a point here on idolatry, but it kind of, I want to just read what he says here. He says, so much of Koster's book is dedicated to this subject, idolatry. I have no idea how accurate his history of idolatry is, nor do I care to delve into it. It would be a waste of my time. But then again, he gives his own comment or spin on these scriptures on the subject, 1 Corinthians 8. And then he says the knowledge that there is only one Almighty and that idols are nothing, therefore one can meet can eat meat offered to them can be extended to days of the week and to holidays. He says, if idols are nothing, then days of the week dedicated to them have no meaning for us. And I would like to just state that right there, that yes, it does. There is some meaning for those who are into astrology. It has a lot of meaning for those who are into these pagan practices. Many quote-unquote Christians don't realize the paganism that they've been involved with indirectly. I know, you know, as a former Christian pastor myself, I didn't realize how much paganism was steeped into it, but there is so much idolatry in Christianity, as well as Judaism, as well as Islam, and other religions, Buddhism, Hinduism, I don't want to, or Shintoism. All of these are very pagan and idolatrous religions, with all due respect, folks. And again, I'm not trying to pull any punches, and I'm not trying to hurt anybody's feelings, but I will say that the scriptures are very clear that the apostles and the disciples that they had converted through the power of Yah and Yahdis, the converting, obviously, they kept the Torah. They kept the Sabbath by the moon. They kept all the feasts. They kept the kosher food laws of Leviticus 11. It's very clear that we judge all things by the Torah, the Tanakh, the half Torah, the prophets, and the writings. And in Isaiah 8, it clearly states that that we are to judge all things, that if it didn't speak according to the Torah and the writings, the Tanakh, First Covenant, they call it erroneously the Old Testament. If anything contradicts that, then you would know of a truth that there was some deception going on. There was some monkeying around with the manuscripts up in the monastery by these monks who held the scriptures from the common folks, again, folks, for over 1,000 years before they would release the scriptures to the folks in the public, because they wanted to do their deceptive little dirty deeds in the dark and then come out and say, okay, here you go. Now, there's a lot of people say, well, there's no errors in it. If you can't trust the Almighty and, you know, and believe that that's His word and that's all there is and there is nothing else, well, then you need to ask yourself a question. Are you limiting the Almighty and saying, okay, He cannot speak anymore? Of course He can, and He has, and he continue to speak more. I mean, you need, and I need, I think all of us need to have a reevaluation and reassess some of these views that many of us have held to, and just say, all right, this is healthy to do this. Let a man examine himself whether he be in the faith. That's what the Apostle Charles stated. And so they're, you know, I mean, with all due respect, again, these religions are steeped into deep idolatry. And the Almighty said, don't have any others before me. You know, don't worship any others. I alone am your Savior. I know not any other. Again, back to the fact that He told Moses, my name is Yahweh forever. Every time you see Lord or God or Jehovah or Jesus, with all due respect, folks, those names and pagan titles didn't even exist in the First Covenant. They didn't call Him Baal because Lord does mean Baal, if you didn't know that. God does go back to the sun worship, S-U-N, pagan deity of luck and fortune and fate and destiny. Isaiah 65:11, we've talked about that as well on this broadcast, how there would be a nation in the end time that would forsake, but it describes them like this, you are they that forsake Yahweh for God. And that's exactly what this country has done. They forsook the name of Yahweh or God. They'd rather call Him God or Lord or Jesus or Jehovah. And they don't realize that those are all pagan deities, separate and apart from the Almighty, the only Almighty, the only Supreme Being, the Almighty Messiah, Yahweh of Nazareth. And so they are trying to refer to Him. Yes, I know that. They are sincere. I know I was there. I was sincere as well. But again, sincerely wrong. And not that I have all the answers. No one man can claim to have all the answers to all the questions, but we need to know our Father's name. Because if we don't, then we become spiritual bastards with all due respect. We'll be right back on RBNLive.com. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
there is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
On Republic Broadcasting Network, and I want to keep this in mind, folks. The RBNLive.com and Republic Broadcasting Network needs your support. Continue to bring your offerings, and even that, folks, don't even pay your tithes into a corporate, state-created church. It'd be better to pay your tithes into a broadcast network like this, RBNLive.com, and I say that with all due respect, folks, because we do believe in tithing, and Scripture does teach that, but don't tithe into something that is going to report to the IRS for you when that was something that not even a quote-unquote government entity. But nevertheless, give your offerings and tithes to RBNLive.com. No one's told me to tell this or say this. This is from my heart, folks. Better to keep this network strong and alive than to feed the beast, spiritual side of the beast, the religious corporate church world, as well as any other religion for that matter, that is created by man and created by the state. And so sincerely do that. If you'd like to keep this broadcast strong and this network strong, the Prayer of the Breach broadcast, if you want to contribute to keep it on the air, then make a note that you want to support this broadcast and this network by supporting RVA and Lion. And mention that you want to keep Repair the Breach broadcast on the air, because we do believe in this last day there's going to be, there is a repairing of the breach going on, has been going on, and we're just one of many that are trying to bring these issues to the attention of the masses. And I'm not in it for popularity, because obviously people don't like to hear the truth sometimes, because the truth does hurt. And again, I'm not claiming to have all the truth. And there's many things that I've always stated that if it's incorrect, then please show me where I'm wrong, because I'm willing to change for the sake of the truth. And RBN listeners, you guys can handle the truth. I mean, this is, I believe, in my estimation, one of the most brightest, intelligent audiences in talk radio. So continue to support the network, and let's stay open-minded and open-hearted. And I've had a few calls, maybe a couple calls, maybe disagree, but you know what? We've had more of those that, who agree with what we've been espousing on this broadcast since the beginning of the pagan year, you know, than we had to disagree. And so I've always said, look, if you disagree, call in. We don't censor the calls. We don't censor them all. In fact, call in 800-313-9443. If you want to disagree with me, come on in and talk with me. Just come with me in love and concern and compassion. But I believe, with all due respect, if you're honest heart and if you search these issues out, the name of Yahweh was taken out of our Bibles over 7,000 times. The Christian theologians even admit that, friend. They tell you YHWH, and this cop-out, well, we don't know the pronunciation. Then you're telling the Almighty that he's a liar when he cannot lie and never has lied. Cannot. It's impossible. Cannot deny himself. He said his name is Yahweh forever. Now, people say, well, you don't have a Bible. Well, again, the word Bible is not in the Bible. We do have the Scriptures. And yes, they're in a lot of English translations. And I still believe, with all due respect, that the King James Version, there's enough truth, that the Spirit of truth can lead you and guide you into all truth. And he, look, Abraham didn't even have a Bible, folks. Did you know that? He didn't have Genesis or a Revelation, obviously, because obviously the new covenant wasn't even written, let alone he didn't have a copy of all what we've got today. And yet we are the children of Abraham through faith, right? And people say, well, you're attacking inspiration, Zach, when you talk that way. I'd say, no, I'm not attacking inspiration. I'm attacking the translilations or translators, the monks, who none of us asked for their services, by the way, of deception. We have got to rely on the great spirit, Almighty Yahweh, the Almighty Messiah, Yahweh of Nazareth, for the help that we all need to just pierce through the darkness, as one book and broadcast talks about. We need to go past that deception and look for the truth and keep digging, because he said, if you knock, it'll be open to you. If you seek, you're going to find. It's not going to be withheld from those who are sincerely, diligently seeking him, because he's a rewarder, the scripture says, of those that diligently seek him in Hebrews chapter 11. And with that, we've got Joe in Texas. Welcome, Joe, and sorry we couldn't take your call last week, but we're glad you're calling today.
Good morning, Zach. It's kind of funny, because the same thing that you were talking about last week after I listened to the archives was the same thing I was thinking about, that, you know, it's a spiritual battle, and, you know, it's nice to know about the New World Order and all that, but if the people are still spiritually blind and they don't know the truth and how they've been lied to and deceived, you know, the other battle is just not going to, it's just not profitable.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I always try to tell people, look, it's okay to fight evil and fight the deception, but man, if you ain't fighting the good fight of faith first and trying to get back into the covenant of the Creator, well then, you know, why fight when you haven't got right yet? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yep. I mean, I unfortunately I have to listen to Christian radio when I'm not up in this area, and it's just amazing the fascism that's even on these Christian so-called broadcasts, where they're encouraging people to report you know, report this person if they're doing this to you, and, you know, if somebody does something wrong, you know, that's what the authorities are for. They know their whole Romans 13 spiel where it's, you know, it's just like the devil. The government's like the devil. The devil is there, you know, to punish, and that's what the government's for. It's not to be worshipped. It's just like something that happens to you when you get out of line, not that God approves of government any more than he approves of the devil.
Yeah, he'll just use the evil government to be his chastening rod for the evildoers who have forsook the Torah, the forsook the commandments, the Sabbath, the name, the feast, because a lot of them are doing it indirectly. They haven't forsook it knowingly. They've forsooken it unknowingly, unwittingly, not realizing that these things are still pertinent for today.
I mean, it's like you look at even the money. It's like, you know, it's got satanic symbols on the back of it. Does God even want it, I wonder? You know, like, I mean, that's all we have, but does he even want dollar bills, you know? It's just...
I know what you mean. Especially when it's sacrificed to idols, I mean, to Jesus on the back of the dollar bill, the all-seeing eye, as you know, the pyramid, that the all-seeing eye of Horus, which is... He was known by Jesus, many don't know this, and I'm thinking, how can then our Savior be named the same name? Well, of course, it's in God we trust, and that's a pagan name as well. I mean, it goes back to this Freemason system of the Isis system of worship, and Isis' son was Jesus, and Osiris was his father, and it's just Christians don't know really what's going on. It's all tied to Freemasonry, and yet Freemasons in the higher levels know what's going on. The lower levels don't know what's going on.
It's God all diabolical. It's got in all caps, too, that's kind of tying to your guest on the money.
Oh, yeah. You know, yeah, they created that all caps name, and we just fit their description and say, yeah, that's me, when yet we didn't even create that, and that's why they're controlling people today, because they don't realize who they are, and they've assumed that that's who they are, and that's not. It's the all caps name, like you're saying, on the checking account. Why is it all capitalized? When you go to a tombstone, why is it all capitalized? Well, they're dead men. Okay, well, then if we assume that description, then we're walking dead men saying, yes, we're alive, but we're a fiction played out as reality because we've inherited a fiction. And yet it's a trust account they set up through the Social Security, you know, administration, and all this stuff is such a
travesty,
you know, but nevertheless it's happening.
Do you think the all caps name would qualify as the name of the beast, or... Like, some people seem to think that your all caps name is actually the name of the beast, not actually a mark, but a name for it, you know, name of the beast.
Well, I think it obviously has something to do with the beast system, obviously, but, you know, anything that's fiction is a lie or an untruth, and Satan is the father of all lies or untruth and deception. So all of us are guilty. None of us can say, hey, you know, we're all innocent of this. This is something that they perpetrated on all of us, and none of us can say we're exempt unless you don't have a birth certificate, unless you don't have any contracts out there, unless you don't have a driver's license, or et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, you know, you can still be guilty in one area and yet be innocent of all the others, and you're still in the system regardless. So... You know, it's all a web, man, a web of deception. It's a beast that swallows everything up inside, you know, and yet they want to say they're big brother, they're out, oh, they're Uncle Sam, but they're no kin of mine or yours, right?
Right. Hey, is there any way, because it seems like you don't have enough time, is there any way that, would they petition RBN to get you more time, or, I mean, it seems like you're just a little short on time.
Well, hey, Joe, I appreciate the kind words. I'm thankful just for the 2 hours that I have, and I've never sought for any more. I mean, this is, you know, I only sought an hour, actually, initially, and Mr. Statmiller, of course, being kind and gracious as he is, he said, why don't you go two? And so we're just grateful for even having that, and we're just thankful that we can continue, y'all willing, and, of course, by the grace of the Creator, and, of course, the Statmillers and all the RBN people that do their job behind the scenes that don't get enough credit as they should. They work hard, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure he's taken a lot of heat for even just putting you on. I mean,
I'm sure he has, you know, and that's why I tell people, look, if you want this broadcast to stay on the air, then support the network and say you want to support this particular broadcast as well, if you want this particular broadcast on the air still, because, you know, I love everybody, but I never hold my breath, bro. I just look at it like this. As the Father leads, if he wants us here, then he'll keep us here. If they, you know, if they want us here, the listeners, they being the listeners, well, then, you know, it'll stay here if it gets the support it needs to have to stay on. So we're thankful and we're blessed and we're grateful for the staff members and all the RVN people that just do a great professional job, especially my professional producer, Kelly, doesn't get enough credit, I think. I think she does a great job.
I tell you, I tried to get a hold of your guest a couple of weeks ago. What was his name? The guy with the mortgage thing.
Oh, Donald Imes?
No, the other guy, Rocky.
Oh, Rocky.
Yeah, it was kind of weird. I was emailing him back and forth, and then next thing you know, something was said I wasn't allowed to email anything to him. Said forbidden to send email to this address or something.
Yeah, you know, I mean, he tapped into some things that are very, very awesome. You know, very ingenuitive, and I think. You know, he's really tapped into something. I at the same time, I let him do the disclaimers. I want him to put a disclaimer because I don't, you know, until you really have bona fide, but he's had success. Don't get me wrong. He has, and what he's told me, and we've talked off the air, obviously, about these successes. But until you get a consistent success rate, you know, instead of just two or three or, you know, here and there, you know, you got to put your disclaimers out because this system changes so much. You really... You know, you really got to do your due diligence to stay on top of it. In fact, that's going to be a part of the next hour. I mean, a man who has done his due diligence, Barton Buttes, if you haven't heard of him, I mean, I'd have a hard time believing anybody who knows anything about commercial redemption and has not heard of Barton Buttes, again, the first and foremost investigative reporter in these issues. So anything else, Joe? Again, man, I appreciate you calling. You always got some good things to bring to the table. Okay, I guess he's on with us. Okay, 800-313-9443. We're going to have, again, special guest in the second hour, Barton Buttes. Just a fine, I think, top-notch, one of the most investigative, top-notch investigative reporters in these areas of commercial redemption. We talked a little bit about it, alluded about it in the broadcast. The state created the all-caps name. The country... has been in bankruptcy, but in reality, it's in receivership, and he'll get into that. And so the system is, what they tell us is they want to say they're bankrupt, but really they're receiving the American public as the surety for the national debt. And but then again, they're using debt-based instruments to try to pay the national debt when you cannot pay the national debt. They don't want you. They don't want it to be paid. They want it to continue to grow because you can't. You cannot pay a debt with a debt-based instrument or monetary instrument. And you have to. You can only discharge a debt. You can't repay a debt with a debt-based instrument. You know, so there can only be a discharge of a debt. And of course, Barton Buttes knows a lot about that, and I think he'll be very pleased to hear some of the information, his investigations that he's found. He checks it out. I mean, he goes and talks to these highfalutin, so-called highfalutin big wigs, and gets it from the horse's mouth, so to speak. And so, definitely respect his due diligence there. But anyhow, 800-313-9443. Got any questions or comments here in the next 10 or so minutes? We'll take some calls and be glad to hear from our listeners. But folks, we know that there are so many contracts out there that all of us got hanging out. All of us got these contracts that are just hanging around us that we've got hanging out there. And this is how subjugation comes into our lives, is when we have all these contracts. And I've got my share of them. I think all of us, you know, if we're honest, would have to admit to that. But the scripture teaches that we're not to contract with a heathen nation. And yet in this day and age, people would say, well, how do we make it in this day and age? Well, we trust in the Almighty, and a lot of this stuff we didn't know before we entered into these contracts. That we were sold for naught. They have put us into slavery or bondage through, the all caps name, so to speak. And we just assume that's who we are. It sounds like us, it looks like us, but really you don't spell your name in all uppercase now, do you? you don't sign your name. Why do they ask for your signature? Well, it's because they want you to, well, of course, autograph and signature are two different things, but when you sign your name, they say, when you're in grade school, they say, okay, write your name in cursive. You ever wonder what that meant? We're just repairing some other breaches here. I mean, they want you to curse yourself. When you sign or when you sign your name in cursive, you're basically cursing yourself and you didn't know it because now you're attached to the adhesion contract. And, you know, your name is your bond. But the name they have put on the contract, the all uppercase name, is not who you are. That's the so-called straw man or surety for the debt. And if you say that's who you are, then you become the flesh and blood man, becomes the surety for that debt. So you have to understand that you're the real living soul, not the corporate fiction. It's in all upper capital letters. Anyhow, you're listening to the Repair the Breach broadcast on RBNLive.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. BreachMender@Yahoo.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons had brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Returned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Don't teach me, from books that blaspheme.
We're back here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBNLive.com. Listening to Repair the Breach broadcast. I'm the Repair the Breach, Zachariah Daniel. And shortly we're going to have, again, Barton Buse, a fine investigative reporter on these subject matters. Of course, many other subjects I'm sure he's investigated, but he's really just a phenomenal expert on quote-unquote commercial redemption. And we talked about, beginning of the broadcast, how the most important redemption, of course, of all, as we all know, and Barton knows this as well, is the redemption of the Almighty Messiah who came in the flesh to redeem man. And when he came in the flesh, he died and was buried and resurrected. He paid the price, and for all sinners, sinners are those who transgress the Torah, by the way, for those that want to know what sin is. Yochanan or John says that it's transgression of the Torah, and because majority of in this country have transgressed the Torah, that's why this bondage has seeped in, because he says, I set before you a curse or a blessing. You know, I set before you life and death. If we don't obey his judgments, testimonies, and statutes, and apply the redemption that he came to restore, to renew the covenant, not to start a new religion called a new belief called the church or Christianity. And I will say this and put a loving disclaimer that, you know, Barton's a tremendous individual. I mean, just a great investigator out there. So he himself, before he even speaks, I mean, he investigates all this commercial redemption stuff before he even speaks, as I stated. So he verifies these things out. So what he's going to tell you today concerning commercial redemption and the all uppercase name and the debt and everything, you know, he's investigated it clearly for himself first and has verified it with just, you know, incredible, impeccable sources. So, then again, he's not going to claim to have all the answers either. And so he would also say that, I'm sure he would, that the true redemption is in the Messiah. And we know, folks, that his name was never Jesus Christ. His name was not the Lord. But his name was always Yahweh the Messiah. Not every individual has that understanding. But nevertheless, folks, you know, we need to understand that we need to get to that true name of the Almighty Messiah. But he said, look, many are going to come to me, and they're going to say, didn't we prophesy in your name? And they're not going to make it. Then they're going to say, didn't we cast out devils in your name? Did we heal in your name? They didn't heal in the name of Jesus, folks. They healed, folks, only in the name of Yahweh. And it wasn't because they said the name of JC they were healed. It was because the Almighty Yahweh was merciful, but he doesn't justify in staying alive, with all due respect. So many people are going to say Jesus Christ, but it's never going to be acceptable in the last days. And we need to go back to the true name, which he said he came in the Father's name because he was the Father manifest in the flesh as the Son. So we need to keep his commandments and not take his name in vain and replace it or compromise or condone. But nevertheless, we'll be right back on RBNLive.com. Stay tuned.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.